Kylie, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Kylie, go ahead and introduce yourself to the Texas Sports and Sound audience and let them know what sports and activities you're all involved in at Hamlin Collegiate.
Well, I'm Kylie Hernandez, and I do cross country, track, and basketball.
Kylie, who would you say is probably your biggest mentor in sports?
Probably my dad, because he's always just pushed me to be better, and he's always put me in like camps and all these other things. And also we one of my teammates, Callan Green, she's always pushing me to do the best I can, and she's always just putting me in a positive attitude whenever I'm not having the best day. She's always just there for me.
Would you recommend camps for the younger kids to get them prepared for the JV varsity level?
Yes, I would, because it's a fun experience, but at the same time you're getting work in and you don't realize how much it pays off at the end. Because I last or 2 years ago, fresh or eighth grade year, I was not really that good at basketball, and then I did like some camps that summer, and I had went to travel ball in Abilene, and then my freshman year during basketball season, I got put on varsity, and so it actually made like a big difference on me. I didn't think it made that big of a difference, but it did.
Who would you say is probably your funniest teammate?
My funniest teammate. I would say Bo Richardson. She's just goofy in like her own way, and she's always making me laugh and smile.
What would you say is probably your favorite sport to play or participate in?
Track for sure. I thought it was basketball till last year. I fell in love with track.
Do you have any hobbies or interests outside of sports?
Not really. I just mainly just go to school and sports, but sometimes I like to hang out with my little nephews. They're crazy, so I just love spending time with them.
How would you think that your coaches and teammates best describe you?
Probably laid back. I'm not really like very out, or I am outgoing, but I'm not very like, I'm not always in the mix of stuff. And like, I think they would describe me as kind of goofy, because I always am like making them laugh in practice and hardworking, I think.
What would you say that you have learned from being a part of this Lady Piper program?
I've learned to never give up on anything that you think you can't do or can do, and to always just push forward and have a good mindset.
Is there a coach or an athlete that you look up to as a role model?
I would also have to go with Callan Green again, because she's just hardworking. Like, you don't expect it out of someone like that. She doesn't seem like the type to put in hard work, but if you watch her in practice or just really anywhere, she's always doing 100% of what we're supposed to be doing, and she's never like brings you down, and she always makes you feel like you just like can do anything, really. She's always in a positive attitude, and she makes me work hard at the same time.
Do you think that it's a really good thing that they brought back Coach Stevenson and Coach Gonzalez, who've been in the Lady Piper program? Do you think that that helps you guys a lot, because they understand how the Lady Piper program is run, and how that you guys need to be more efficient and where you guys need to be more efficient at?
Yes, sir. I think it is a really good thing, because our Lady Piper's program has kind of went down, and ever since they've come back, we're starting to, you know, do things that they used to do, and we're starting to be successful. We were successful then, but now we're starting to like work harder and show what we really can do. And I hope in the future we get to the next levels and like go to regionals and all that stuff for our sports.
I was gonna say, is that the main goal right now for cross country? I know you guys have got district meets and stuff coming up. Do you think that this team has the what it takes to make a deep run to possibly go to state this year?
Yes, sir. I think we do. We've put in a lot of work the past month. I have no idea how long, but we've been working every day, waking up at 5:30 in the morning and having practice at 6 and practice after school. And I think our girls are capable of that. And I think our JV is capable of winning district this year.
What are some short-term goals you would like to accomplish in the next few months?
In the next few months, that would be like basketball season. So I think for sure ball handling and probably just getting a better mindset throughout the year and achieving all the goals that I have for this year.
What's the best piece of advice that you've gained from one of your coaches?
To have a good mindset. I never realized how big of a mind, like how big your mindset affects you, because I've always just, you know, kind of just told myself things in my head, and I never realized that that's like affect me that bad. And now that I'm starting to realize it, I've started to put positive thoughts in my head, and I've started to accomplish more and do better in things that I didn't think I would do.
Now, I always ask every Piper and Lady Piper this. For the upcoming eighth graders that are going to be coming in as freshmen next year, what advice would you give them that are to those Lady Pipers that are going to be stepping into this program?
I would say just don't. It's like a coach or someone that makes you mad. Just forget about it. Like, these are your years of high school, and once you get out of high school, you're not going to be able to do these things and miss it. Just do everything while you can and have fun and just go out and.
Last question, Kylie. If you could be remembered for one thing with your time at Hamlet Collegiate, what would you hope that you're remembered for?
I would have to say for the hurdles, because I've been working, and my goal this year is to beat the school record. And so I hope I can accomplish that and be remembered for the hurdles, because I love the hurdles.
Well, all the work that you've been putting in, Kylie, I think that you are definitely on the right track, and you definitely can beat that time. I always like to end this with letting you give a thank you and a shout out, Kylie, to whoever you want to give a thank you and a shout out to. The floor is all yours.
I would just like to thank my parents for sure, and my teammates and all my coaches.
All right, Kylie. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast tonight.
Thank you for having me.